The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Thomas Sowells is a powerful political commentator. He is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University, and he happens to be of African descent. He analyzes the two presidential candidates the best I've seen. The Bible says, "He that is first, that is to speak, in his own cause seems just, but his neighbor comes and searches him or cross-examines him." Donald Trump has been made to look like the egotist he's often been because of his bad statement about women. He deserves it. However, when you cross-examine Hillary Clinton, she comes out to be the much worse of the two bad candidates. I urge you to consider Thomas Sowell's analysis of the two candidates. He states, quote, "Donald Trump's gutter talk about women shows yet again that he is bad news. The problem is that Hillary Clinton is far worse," he states. "Trump's talk is indefensible, but Hillary Clinton's actions as Secretary of State, carrying out the Obama administration's foreign policies, have cost many lives in many places, including the American ambassador and others killed in Benghazi." He continues, "Women have a right to be offended by Trump's words, but women have suffered a far worse fate from Secretary Clinton's and President Obama's actions." Now, please keep in mind, this is a black man saying this. He continues, "Pulling American troops out of Iraq, despite military advice to the contrary, led to the sudden rise of ISIS and their seizing of many women and young girls as sex slaves. That is a lot worse than some stupid and gross words by Donald Trump, which even he has had to repudiate. Make no mistake about it, neither party has a good candidate for president," Sowell says. "The choice is between bad and disastrous. Are women more in danger from Trump's words or Hillary's actions? Are Americans in general more in danger from Trump's shallowness on issues or Hillary's ruthless grabs for money and power? A track record that goes all the way back to the days when Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas. Mrs. Clinton's own announced agenda attacks the very foundation of American constitutional government, on which Americans' own freedom depends. Without the right to free speech," Sowell says, "none of the other rights are safe. Government officials can get away with all sorts of abuses if others are not free to talk about those abuses. And, despite Hillary Clinton's claims to be a champion for black people, her political agenda threatens the education of black children, the employment of black adults, and the physical safety of black communities. Ms. Clinton," he says, "wants to stop the expansion of charter schools, even though these are among the very few places where black children can get a quality education to prepare them for a better life. Here, as with other issues, her public statements are contradicted by her actions. No law has done more damage to the employment prospects of young blacks than the federal minimum wage law. You don't get any wage at all when you're unemployed. And if you are young and unemployed, you don't get any job experience to help you rise up the ladder when you don't get on the ladder. As for safety in the black community," he says, "Hillary Clinton has allied herself with those who demonize the police. The net result has been a sharp increase in the number of blacks killed by other blacks, as criminal elements take control of the streets when the police are not allowed to." Thomas Sowells finishes by saying, "Do you choose a president by talk or by actions and consequences?" And I would add to that, think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com.